There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Hi, I'm Bowen from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Matt from Las Culturistas. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship?
Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business.
You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Tired ass. Hoes at the mic.
Hoes at the mic, gonna come down. Maybe this is what we did.
They've been coming down for days. When will they finally reach the bottom, girl?
Well, I think we hit our bottom this morning. So
honey.
Let's full disclosure. The last 5-6 days have been a blitz. And it's been so lovely and so wonderful. But then yesterday we did finally sort of indulge ourselves in maybe watching the hours with a bunch of people in a K-hole.
Basically, what happened at the end of the Fire Island trip was we put on the film The Hours, starring Nicole Kidman in an Oscar-winning performance. We'll get into that later. And, of course, Miss Julianne Moore and the one, the only Meryl Streep.
And don't forget Toni Collette.
And don't forget Toni
Claire Danes.
In a supporting role. And Claire Danes as Meryl.
And Ed Harris.
Absolutely, Ed Harris. And
Jeff Daniels.
Course, Jeff Daniels, really say that. Now, what happens is you sort of get to the point in a Fire Island vacation, which we really ended up taking this weekend.
We took the point. The vacation.
Sort of a preview of what's going to happen next month when we really go.
Yeah.
And sort of found ourselves sort of sitting around
with nothing to do except
just indulge in The Hours.
In the Hours.
2002 film that is fine.
Oh, well, we don't have time to get into this. First of all,
yeah.
I've struggled today. You've struggled today. We've both struggled in different ways.
It's one of the most emotional periods of my young life.
It was actually a very emotional day. And I think we are ending it in the T-H-E-E, the most
Megan,
perfect
the,
way.
Megan Thee Stallion, the way.
The most way.
And here's the thing. First of all, we want to say a huge thank you to everyone that streamed Fire Island and is streaming Fire Island. You're literally bowling us over with emotion. Seriously. And this is not a joke. A lot of what we've said so far has been sort of like a quote-unquote joke.
Joke.
And sometimes when you listen to this podcast, a lot of times we'll be quote-unquote joking, which is something comedians do when they want to like not be too serious.
Right.
So this part of the podcast is more serious when I say thank you for streaming Fire Island. You've been so kind, everybody.
You've been so kind. Thank you so much for all of the nice messages.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I feel so blessed. We live under a lucky star.
We live under a lucky star, which I feel like I've been saying a lot. And sort of what kids get when they've been good is a treat.
Is a treat.
And so what has happened today is we have sort of gathered into the studio, Bowen, myself, and our guest.
And our guest.
Who I believe is the cherry on top of the Fire Island Sunday. Wouldn't you say, Bo?
I think our... not my words, but
Breakout.
The lovely SNL Network Twitter account has pointed out how our guest was the breakout star of the movie and shared the screen with me in the past on an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
If I had known that I was going to be meeting one of my sistren that
day. You would have done it so different. You would have been so much nicer on set that day.
I think
instead
I was
of the
nice.
big bad wolf. Instead of the big bad wolf
BBW.
That you are, BBW. Big beautiful woman.
Big beautiful woman.
You are such a big beautiful woman, Bo.
You are a big beautiful woman. I think our guest is the biggest, most beautiful, most woman.
And you know what happens to cherries?
They pop.
They get popped. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So,
say that.
So what?
Oh my God, coy laugh.
Coy laugh with the nail. Our coy little guest is truly a talent, a superstar, a charismatic force of nature.
Pure charisma, pure talent, pure beauty.
Personified.
Personified.
And we are literally, iconically, we went to go see them in Hadestown on Broadway, and we told them we had tickets, and they said, oh girl, I'm not in the show today, but let me knock knees, and they did the show just for us.
And iconically, we were going to go see them in Diana, the musical, mm-hmm. but we all got Omicron. I did at least.
You did, and then I proceeded to get Omicron.
And then all of New York City got Omicron, and so I think they did shut down the show early.
Unfortunately, yes.
And that was tragic.
But none of that stopped this bitch. From
stealing our hearts
and the show and the scenes of Fire Island, directed by Andrew Ahn, written by Joel Kim Booster, starring Bowen Yang.
Can I just say, new favorite line in the film? And I've rewound it many, many times today.
What is it?
Maybe they killed him. Maybe they killed him.
We don't even know
if anything happened.
Maybe they kill him.
It's so funny.
And I have a little smile in that moment, which was very real.
Very real.
And that's sort of how you know that the good energy, and I'm getting tactile right now.
Can we touch?
That's how you know the energy was really good and really real, and it was true sister life.
It was true sister
support,
life.
Sister life, sister energy. We're all getting tactile right now as we welcome true stardom into your ears.
True stardom.
Everyone give it up for Tomas Matos! What are you doing? Wow, and we're off to the races. Thanks for joining us on this podcast, Las Culturistas, which you have just iconically said you don't really listen to because you're my girls.
I was like, why do I have to listen to them talk?
Exactly.
I'm going to talk to them.
You would talk to us.
I'll catch up with those whores later.
Yeah, girl. We're probably going to talk later, bitch.
Yes. Wait, how was your... Okay, you came for a day trip on the island yesterday.
What were your
thoughts? What was the journey back like? What was the overall thought on the day?
Honestly, I live for a day trip, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, you get in, you do what you got to do, and you get the fuck home because I love my bed.
Yeah.
There's nothing like my bed.
It's all other beds are so overrated.
Describe it. Describe your bed.
Yeah, what's your bed like? What's your bed situation?
Cunt, soft, and pussy like me.
Unbelievable.
You are those things.
Cunt, soft, and pussy.
Title of F. Title of F.
Cunt, soft, and pussy. Like
period.
Me.
Like me.
Honestly, so what are we saying? Like, is that a foam topper? I really want to know what the fuck your bed is giving.
It gives down alternative.
Down alternative.
Yeah. In the pillow?
Down alternative.
What color are the sheets right now?
Right now is dark purple and like a maroon.
Yeah, shit.
A maroon and a dark purple?
Yeah, like majestic.
Like tone on tone, purple.
Yeah, purple.
Is your room giving colors?
It gives like lights in the corners.
Yeah.
And fairy lights.
Yes.
On the back.
Are you still in Staten Island right now?
No, I'm in a little sublet right now.
Uh-huh.
I left my grandma's apartment.
Yes.
Little house.
Yeah.
And found my own place for the time being.
From Staten to here.
From Staten, bitch, to right the fuck here. I'm sleeping in this studio.
This actually would be kind of cozy, honestly. I had an apartment in Greenpoint that was this size. You'd have to pay $600 for this. In this location, on 44th and 45th on 9th Ave, you'd have to pay at least $1,000
for this. Oh my God. No
Coin got us down, bitch.
100%. Bitch, It's been so great to reconnect with you and see you again. I haven't missed your ass.
I really have missed y'all. Like, I felt like there was a piece of my heart missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that it's out, it's like, I feel like I got my girl's bag.
I don't know about you, but I literally, once we left Fish at the end of the rap, and we all did rap together, and that was a tearful
beautiful
night.
Beautiful moment.
I literally, like, it had been, like, weeks had gone by, and I hadn't talked to Fish, and then I was like, am I abandoning Fish? Like, I need to reach back out to Fish.
No, I felt like, you know, we had to just swim on our own.
Yeah.
These are Fish. I don't think I'm Fish, but you two are Fish because you're both Pisces. Yeah. And you're both serving Fish.
Yeah, we
and
give the, cunt.
We're sort of giving cunt. But we had to be Tomas and I as Keegan and Luke in the film, aka the Kitty and the Lydia. We had to be one organism,
one body.
Yeah,
and we melted right into each other right away.
We really did, bitch. We became the two fish in the Pisces sign, bitch.
Yes.
Are there two fish in the Pisces sign? Why don't I know?
I believe there are two. Right. I believe there are two. I think it is, yeah. Pisces is, you can, it is a way to be like, you want a 69, you can say, you want a Pisces.
Bitch, you want a Pisces?
It is.
Bitch, I'm gonna start saying that.
Bitch, you want a Pisces? You in the Equinox steam room. One time, literally, we had just started shooting. This is like last year in late summer. I'm at the Equinox in Williamsburg. I see Fish, like, sort of giving trade down
trade
at the time.
Yeah,
giving trade day. And sort of, like, stalking the halls, looking fucking so hot, truly. Yeah. This is also one of the most beautiful individuals in the damn world. And I went over to Fish, and I said, trade all day. What's going on? What is on the menu for tonight? And he was like, We're gonna be in the Canucks steam room. Girl. And then, so we know where you're trolling.
I mean, you know, like, the girls who get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tend to get it in the Equinox steam room. I feel like I shouldn't even be saying that, though, because that's like a brand advertisement, bitch.
What do you mean, for Equinox or for you?
For Equinox, bitch. I bet their sales about to raise the fuck up because I said that.
Because I was like, I want to find Tomas in the steam room.
Columbus Circle location, normally around like 12 to 4 p.m.
What were you doing at the Williamsburg location?
The Williamsburg one is like the maybe one of the gayer ones that is like cruisy.
I think so. Yeah, I definitely.
It has
think
that
so.
Reputation for sure.
I go to the one in Hollywood, the Equinox Hollywood, and you do see, you do get the sense that there are eyes on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of live for it though.
Okay, so can you walk us through like.
Yeah, how do you do
dream
it?
Dream scenario. How do you do it?
Because neither of us have ever hooked up in the steam room or in a gym.
Really?
Ever.
No,
never. So this is what we're saying. We need you to be our sensei, our fish eye.
Okay. My favorite reason why I like it is because there's no talking. And bitch, if you start talking to me and we in the steam room, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to have a conversation with you, bitch.
Right, right.
I'm trying to suck your dick.
Do people try to have a conversation?
Yes, and that's when I'm like, and that, now I feel
so
like
how
I'm,
you doing?
I know, I'm like, I'm fine. Let's get this going, bitch. Come on.
That's Andrew's first movie. Spot On is basically just like wordless, like
dead ass.
Damn. It's hot.
There's Andrew on.
Andrew on.
What a guy.
What an icon.
What an icon.
Best director.
Best director. Do you believe that our film has? Should our film have awards buzz? Should we start it here on this pop culture podcast?
Yes.
Should we break the news that we have awards buzz?
Awards buzz. Don't?
I think honestly, if we don't get MTV Movie and TV Awards noms and Indie Spirit.
And GLAAD.
You hear that, Shelby, at Searchlight?
Okay?
Start pushing.
Come through, Shelby.
She will come through. Isn't Shelby an icon?
I think
Let's
so.
Let's shout out
we
Shelby.
We had a publicist at Searchlight who was a full icon, and we found out that she, at DragCon, got... Did you see what she has on her tooth?
No.
A little gold squiggle, like a jewel on her.
Get out. Yeah. She got a tooth gem?
She got a tooth gem.
Mm. I didn't even hear about this. Did you know about tooth gems?
Bitch, all the, like, cunt bitches have tooth gems.
Okay, but, like...
I want a tooth gem.
You want a tooth gem? But, like, okay, Shelby was saying it's going to take 2 years.
You have it on. It gets glued the fuck on.
Okay, that to me is unreal. To say, I'm here at DragCon, let me get this thing on my tooth. Not even a far back tooth. One of the tooths you see when you smile.
One of the main girls.
One of the main girls in your mouth, bitch.
There are main girls that you see when you smile. It's actually real culture number four. There are main girls that you see when you smile. And these are what we call the main girls. Really, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. See the ones I'm pointing to?
The four.
Those are what we call
the core
Carrie, Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then we got over here, Miss Thing who went splat out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the tooth that Shelby had
yeah.
had bedazzled.
That's prominent, but you want one?
I do.
Where?
right here on the girl who fell out.
Yeah.
But the only thing is
on your incisors.
Yes, bitch, my incisors, bitch, giving vampire ding, ding, ding. It's just so hard. I feel like, because, you know, I walk face. I feel like that is an immediate chop to be like, what the fuck do you have on your tooth, bitch?
Yeah.
You think that's an immediate chop?
Because then they might be like, are you hiding something?
What, do you have the nose ring on when you walk face?
I'm not supposed to.
Why is
really?
Is it? Are you supposed to? What? So for everyone that doesn't know, Tomas walks face in actual balls.
Period, bitch.
Period.
In ballroom, bitch.
In ballroom.
House of
Miyake Mugler down, bitch.
100%.
Legendary season 2, legend.
Here we go.
$100,000 winner, bitch.
Now, let me ask you this. So are you supposed to be presenting clean cunt face? Like, no relying on any accessories?
No, unless the category calls for an accessory. Unless they're like, bring it like in
to the boardroom and you have to wear glasses, etc.
Exactly, bitch, and give boardroom cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like, for the most part, you're supposed to give like fresh, no accessory sort of thing. Which is I'm like, damn, bitch, but I want a tooth gem.
You want a tooth gem. Is accessories a category? No, not a category, but is accessories like a theme on face, you think, that you could do? But you still
they'll give
gem.
You like a certain thing. It's like we were saying, like executive realness.
Exactly.
Like a real
thing.
Yeah,
I see. I mean, I've seen you walk face just only on Instagram.
Same.
But it is like truly captivating. Have you seen Fish?
Yes, I've seen Fish's content.
I go.
We have not been invited
Fish,
to the ball.
We haven't been invited.
Bitch,
to
I want to come to a ball.
I would love to.
Of course, I want to go.
Oh, bitch, come through. June 18th.
June 18th. June 18th.
Fuck.
We're Latex going. Ball.
That's the day of come. The Culture Awards.
Fuck.
It's at night.
It's at night. Well, our thing's at night.
Oh wait, actually, it might be like a day ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get in from Provincetown
we'll
or
but...
Girl, if you wouldn't believe it, the schedule keeps us scheduling.
Girl, it's giving pride down.
It's
bitch.
Giving pride the most exhausting month of the year. It is June, 6th?
Yeah.
I've never been this tired.
I've never
in
been
life.
This tired.
Hey, bitch, it's giving marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not a runner.
I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer, bitch. I don't run.
You really don't run in the gym when I spied you.
No, girl, I like to, you know. Lift. Find out where the girls are going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay in one spot in the gym so we can actually purvey and survey.
But running
giving
is,
gawking, bitch.
Giving gawking. Well, running Gawker. Is good because you get to stay in one place technically and just like on a treadmill at least and just scope out the place.
Wait, that's actually a very good idea. Bitch.
And did you know?
You might be learning something.
Did you know too that you burn barely a little bit more calories running than you do walking?
Really?
You can just walk at a brisk pace and it's basically the same calories.
And then you won't have to sweat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Fish.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. Y'all so damn smart.
We're your big sisters. Your uncle
We're
and your
big
aunt.
Sisters.
My uncle and my auntie. My crazy cunt uncle and auntie.
But I was telling Fish, Tomas, I was like, oh, right. I keep forgetting that you're 24.
Well, it's because you have the old spirit.
Yeah, bitch, you know. Old soul down.
Old soul down, but still with the youth.
Damn, you think?
Of
Absolutely.
Course.
I mean, look at you.
It gives youthful.
It gives youthful
energy at all times. Tell me about, because we know, but the people want to know, like, you went to LaGuardia High School.
Uh-huh.
Hopped off there.
Uh-huh.
Did you have to study something there? Like, what's the tea? You do everything?
I was a dance major.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I did, like, a block of dance and then all of the academics after.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, it would be switched depending on my year.
Uh-huh.
So my senior year, it was, like, all academics and then dance. So what I would normally do is skip all my academics.
For sure.
And then just come for dance, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, bitch, I have, like, I'm about to be a star. I don't need to know global history, bitch.
Yes,
no shade.
Yes.
No shade.
River
fucking,
valleys, et cetera. Mesopotamia, you've answered every question on the
girl,
test.
Girl, I'm done. Yeah. I don't need to know that the mitochondria is the motherfucking powerhouse of the cell, girl. I don't care.
It sounds,
see,
like
you
already,
it sounds like you remember.
You retained that one.
I can't believe I just said that, bitch.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Wow, the 24-year-old jumped out.
Damn,
that proximity to high school.
That's that, honestly, that sentence alone is cunt.
Absolutely. The mitochondria is, it's actually real culture.
Number
17.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Is a cunt sentence.
That's on period, bitch.
K-U-N-T. And that's on Periot. So basically, because you go to the Fame High School, LaGuardia High School, are they like sort of lackadaisical with the academics of it all because they know they have the talent in the house? Or are they cracking the whip?
I mean, like, yes and no. Like, I think I had a really good relationship with my teachers also the principal, bitch.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, it got to a point where I literally just be like, and I still talk to the teachers from there.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, bitch, can you pass this so I can get the fuck up out of here?
It was giving teacher's pet.
It was giving teacher's pet. Like, they are now my girls. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was the vibe like? Because I've always, I feel like it's the school that everyone, like, is so curious about. And I'm sure, like, you probably get so annoyed, like, being asked about it. But, like, is the vibe, like, everyone's trying to be a star? Of course, right? But, like, is it, like, every big person? I don't know, like... I can't imagine going to a school like that.
Well, where everyone's super, super, super...
So talented.
It's definitely giving talent.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was so talented. And I think, especially because I was a dance major and now going into film and TV, it's kind of like... Like, people are like, wait, what? You know, it's kind of like questionable for a dancer to be like, you know...
But that happens all the time.
I think so. But right. I mean, like, everyone who came from LaGuardia was a drama major.
Right.
Nicki Minaj, drama major.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. Timothée Chalamet, drama major.
Yeah.
Azealia?
Azealia, vocal major.
Vocal major.
Yeah, Azealia Azealia sings
down. Awkwafina, trumpet major. Like
get
like
out!
Awkwafina went to LaGuardia?
Awkwafina went to LaGuardia.
It gave instrumental cunt.
It gave instrumental.
Wow.
And so now look at her actress.
That. Yeah, well, I honestly, and this was, it was like that at NYU too, because I remember I was a writing major at Tisch, and I dipped my toe into some acting stuff, and some people were supportive, but other people were very like, why don't you do your thing and
interloper.
Not, like, they felt threatened, I think, that someone from one pursuit would want to do another thing, or like everyone should stick to their own thing, because it is competitive, and that does kind of come from the environment.
Totally.
I think so, bitch.
Yeah.
But like, we multi-hyphenated cunt, so might as well do it all, bitch, if we can. Yeah. And we can.
And you're multi-hyphenate in that you sing, act, dance, know what the fuck a mitochondria is.
So good to me.
It's giving quadruple threat. Sing, dance, act, mitochondria.
The cell.
The cell.
You did like science. I know it. Were you
I mean,
a
like, yes,
girl?
But no, bitch. I mean,
it depends.
It definitely depends, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
you
I'm
like
not
animals.
Doing an AP class.
No.
Not giving extra work.
No.
You would be a good biologist.
You think, bitch?
You would, like, because you...
Well, it's certainly serving body.
Man. Getting biology down, bitch.
Let me get into these memories.
Ew!
Remember when we would take photos in the beginning, and then me and Tomas were sort of, like, crotch to butt, and then she was like, it's giving dick!
Girl. Yeah, wait. Oh, my God. Wait, was this on the beach, that photo shoot?
I think it was on the beach.
It's, like, it's giving top!
Yes, fish, it was giving top! Miss Thing, fish, you packing, grew. No shade.
No shade.
Is it shade if I'm packing?
No shade. It's giving top!
It was definitely giving top.
Yeah, fish, stop.
That was a sexy little shoot.
We always
that
had sexy
one.
Little shoots.
That was day one.
Remember? Yeah, it's so funny to watch the movie and then be like, just how out of order it all is. That day when we're all laying out and I've got the sunscreen on my stomach and we're talking about what happened the night before, that
day
was the
one.
First
that was
day.
The first day. I remember being so nervous that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about how you felt in the beginning.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, I mean, you know, it was uncharted territory for me to be, like, stepping into, like, starring in a movie.
Yeah.
Coming from, like, Broadway. So it was just, it was nerve-wracking, but it was also, I felt very safe, which is not something that I think I can say for a lot of places.
Right.
Like, I felt, and I think it was because, you know, we were all queer and we all come from the same family, that I really felt like, oh, I can be myself. And Andrew was so supportive and like we all just like really clicked really well.
Yeah.
So it felt really good that like I felt safe, bitch. Yeah. I felt like I was like, oh no, I can do this and I am capable of doing this. And so let me just do this.
This is so obvious to say, but I've been saying it is which is that like the thing that I think makes it read that we are this family unit is that Andrew did sit us down before the table read and was like, everybody share a story about either going to Fire Island or like your favorite vacation memory. And I think that like locked it in for all of us. Like we all like I don't know, there was just one pass of that question just like made it all congeal and like all of us were able to go into it. I think like I don't think there was that much of a growth. I think it pretty quickly started out like, okay, like let's do this, we're a unit.
I think that what's really fun about it is like it did feel like it, well, it's really all about chemistry, right? Which is like not something you can explain. It just either is or it is not. And the thing about the five or six of us counting Margaret is like it is giving very different individuals.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and when you throw it all together, it seems to work. I think also because everyone has a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah.
And like everyone is their own vibe. But I do remember, like, like when knowing that we were about to be Flotsam and Jetsam, you two.
I was spending all day yesterday with Tomas in the pool. That was I was having a blast.
I literally was like, I want to do this every time I go to a pool party on Fire Island.
So fun.
Do you want to know what I was doing while that was happening?
Girl, getting numbers.
Girl, I hooked up upstairs.
You did?
With who?
Oh my God, get out.
Someone I met there.
Oh.
And you know I needed it at the time.
Yeah, girl. You definitely did.
It was a brief moment. It was a little
make-out.
How it was.
But fab. Really?
Fab.
And also, I was just feeling like, so, like, I don't know. Because you know what it is. Like,
oh.
We were just talking about before you got in here, like, when you go to that island, like, even though, like, we come from it now of a place of, like, we've experienced it, we've done it, we even did a movie that examined a lot of the themes about it, you still feel a certain type of way when you go there. Like, we were talking, like, our anxieties are still there, like, Bowen was
100%.
Sharing.
I was like, it's so weird to come back, even after the movies come out, and still feel the same way I did, like, 6 years ago, where I was like, oh, I feel a little inadequate, or feel a little inferior, like to all, like or not paid attention to, and like that's what the movie is. And I don't know if it's sad if that like I haven't progressed past it, or that I'm just like, oh no, this is just like how I experience it. I don't know.
I think it's more universal than you think.
Yes, no, it's so universal. I think all three of us experienced this
100%. I feel like it's. I mean, I felt the exact same way yesterday. I was like, I think especially because I'm sober now and I'm like going to the island of the party. You know? It still feels like, and that's why I was like so happy I had you to just like kiki in the pool with.
Yes,
because it was literally like I felt like no shade scared.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know, but it felt good to like, you know, be with my girls.
Yes,
you know, you really always do present like an air of confidence and an air of like security with yourself, but still, like, I often feel like maybe people think that about me too, and like I'm often way more socially anxious than I put on, like all the time. Like even talking about that first day, even having known Bowen and Joel, like I still walked into that being like scared as shit. And there you come in, like way younger than us. Like probably, I mean, you obviously knew who Bowen was. Maybe you knew like Joel, probably knew Margaret, you know what I mean? That had to be an intimidating thing. And you come in with like the star quality.
Oh my God.
And then, you know,
undeniable.
But and then as I remember you expressed that you were feeling like imposter syndrome. And I remember I reached out to you because I was like, you would never know. And everyone is so fucking psyched that you're here. And like, then the movie comes out now and everyone's like, Tomas, like, absolutely. And I forgot how excited I was for everyone to meet
you. Oh my God.
Stop.
It's giving love. It's giving chosen. There's that little video of the three of us. It was the last sort of slate.
Oh, doing the slate.
A mark.
It's giving chosen. That was giving chosen for sure. But no, like,
This love will never flop.
It really won't, bitch.
Truly. Do you remember? Okay, so besides the Lil Nas X sketch, the pride sketch, I remember the moment that I, like, Tomas and I, like, met, which was in the van on the way to the table.
Oh, my God, yes.
And
oh,
you
really?
You were on the iPad. Tomas had a little iPad with the keyboard, and they were like, this makes me feel cunt. And
girl.
Just, like, typing.
Giving studious cunt, girl.
Were you filling out, like, your, like, start paperwork?
Child, I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah, you just had it.
Yeah, I was, like, probably looking at the script.
Uh-huh.
But I just lived for, like, you know, a laptop iPad.
Yeah.
It just feels so, like, executive cunt, bitch, you know?
Yeah.
I felt, like, important, bitch.
Yeah. But it was that moment where you're like, oh, my God, this person, like, wow.
Exists,
like,
in their own stardom.
But it was just so exciting to have, like, on the movie, quote unquote, it was just like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm going to be spending my time with this person. This is so, so cool.
Well, what were you feeling like when, because for us, it was like, we have to be literally half of like one person. And I remember Andrew said to us, like, I really don't want almost any shots where you're not both in the same shot, like pretty much on top of each other. So were you feeling nervous about meeting me, bitch?
Honestly, no. I feel
we
like
emailed.
I was like, yeah, I mean, we emailed. So like, we talked.
Yeah.
But I was also like, No. Like, yeah. I feel like whoever it's going to be, and I'm very happy it ended up being you who, like, because we meshed so well.
Bitch. Literally.
I was really like, I'm just going to show up and show out, bitch, and we going to kiki. And that's the, what the fuck we did.
I honestly, because, like, I guess, like, I feel like in my life, I know what it's like to have, like, a real sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the one right here. Mm. So I was like, all right, let's meet this bitch. And then you came in. It was just immediate. And
it
I remember
really was,
when we like this, and this always makes me nervous. Like, tell me if this makes you feel nervous. Like, whenever like you're in a scenario, like, listen to me,
scenario
where you have we're like telling those stories about Fire Island and stuff, and like sharing our experiences, and then he got us up on our feet to block a scene.
Oh yeah, that was scary.
The first blocking, I'm always having a panic attack.
So scary.
I hate rehearsal.
Yeah,
I
feel like. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I come from Broadway.
Yeah.
But I felt so good doing that.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I felt like that was, for me, the thing that meshed it all together.
Yeah. Okay. The fact, great.
Because that was the first time, I think, and y'all get tactile, right?
Yeah,
that was
for
the
sure.
first time that we get, that we all, like, kind of,
we
you
got
know,
to touch absolute hands.
We got tactile down.
Bro. Yeah. And then we never stopped.
Literally, we went home together.
You did?
No.
Yeah, we fucked.
Stop, bitch. Stay ahead.
No way. Can't be.
Tomas and I came up with two new bits yesterday, I think.
What were the bits?
Basically, whenever me and Tomas see each other, we're just like quoting old bits, basically. But we added two new ones to the mix, which is, for the first one is to just like, to just give like full jaw drop, like, like gaped like, as a reaction to what someone else says. The second thing is to add this sound to the end of any sentence, like as like, you know, if you want to, like, instead of like a tongue pop or something, you go, wow, like it's giving Stars Born down. It's going at the end of anything.
Girl, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I cannot.
The mouth agape though is really good.
The mouth agape is good.
I mean, my favorite thing you do is disassociate.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, yeah, bet.
Dissociate. Dissociates.
It dissociates.
It dissociates.
The asteroid dissociates.
Okay, so...
On the podcast, dissociate.
On the post, I'm not going to dissociating. We're going to ask that you kindly not dissociate for this next question.
You can't. Tomas.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister in any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes!
Maybe Hans.
We're all going together, the Lost Coach family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline. You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall.
And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. All right, so this is what the question is giving, and this is sort of the big central question of our podcast, Las Culturistas, pop culture podcast hosted by Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Okay, work.
We ask you, and every guest that comes through here, what was the culture that made you say culture was for you? So this is, as you're growing up, you're young Tomas, you are coming of age in the world, and something you experience in pop culture or in culture around you that you look back and you feel like that was formative.
Okay, I have it, yeah. But I want to see if you guys can guess it from like a little thingy.
Okay.
Thingy.
I just think Gemma is a fat cunt.
Are you about to say Tiffany Pollard?
Tiffany New York Pollard,
oh my God.
Absolutely.
Talk about the cultural importance of Tiffany New York Pollard.
I feel like Tiffany New York Pollard was an icon and still is.
Still is.
And still is an icon.
Yes.
I just, buy pumpkin.
Buy pumpkin.
Do it.
Do it. Slap me, bitch.
No, do it scars me because Bowen will scream it so loud out of nowhere.
I would do it on set.
Do and it
made it into the movie.
It did.
At the end.
Did it?
During last
wait,
dance.
Yes, it
oh
did.
My God.
You can hear it. Wait, we're all yelling it, right?
Like, we're all yelling do it.
Oh, it's that was fun.
Tiffany Pollard is in the movie.
Tiffany has had a cultural impact, not just on you, but on the film.
On the film.
So do you know from Flavor of Love?
It was Flavor of Love.
From the jump?
It was Flavor of Love, the first season she was on, and when she came back and was like a guest.
I just want to say that
I'm back.
And I feel sorry for these girls.
I feel sorry for these girls. Chin up, whatever. What is like? Chin up, tasty. You don't. This isn't a soup kitchen, or whatever the fuck she would say. She was
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
She looked like Luther Vandross. So many good lines.
Truly, and even after, it's the lines after Flavor of Love and I Love New York that are underappreciated too, which like such as like break a leg. What did you say?
What did you say to me? I said break a leg.
I'm not gonna break a leg.
I'm gonna get the part. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, Tiffany. She's telling me to break my legs.
She said, I'm gonna break your legs, bitch.
Break a leg is what we say to someone when we want to wish them luck. Just the scene of her going, uncovering her face. So what is it about her?
What is it
her
about
her? Her unabashed power?
Do you remember when you first saw
commitment?
Her? Yeah.
I think it's like her like unapologetic authenticity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tiffany New York Pollard is Tiffany New York Pollard.
Yeah.
Period.
And people love her
cannot
for
be duplicated.
It.
Yeah.
And people love her for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like, which was going to be my second one if I could pick two.
Yes.
You absolutely Wendy can. Williams, there's no rules. Bitch. Wendy.
You think that, and there is like a DNA, like a line of
100%.
DNA. 100%. Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Maybe is
okay,
that
okay? Okay, 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 okay.
Is that the spiritual grandfather of what are you doing?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
how
so.
How you doing? Bitch. What are you doing?
That was Tomas's number one iconic thing is what are you doing?
Hey, hey.
I should make a merch thingy.
Yeah,
you really should. WID. Your clothing line is called WID, bitch. You really are that Fashina Arnold I love. You really are, girl.
Y'all be knowing.
I mean, it is just like a perfect example. Okay, let's first off. I would let
Sorry,
Gemma
wait,
know.
I'm laughing thinking about Tomas and Hadestown giving the trade ensemble. And I was doing it yesterday and I was like, that was so funny. Like, just knowing fish in real
so
life
funny.
And then the trad day ensemble.
The trad day on stage.
Girl.
It was
out.
Really giving.
She gives.
Heat.
She definitely gives.
Yeah.
I think, and honestly, no shade, I think the reason why I can do that is because I had to at one point for life, you know?
Yeah, right. You have to code
switch.
As like
a survival tactic.
Yes, yes.
But now I'm at this point, and I think I'm so happy that this movie is out because yeah. I feel like I can use it to like
yes.
really just create my own path, and I don't want to be doing that shit no more.
No.
It's not giving Trade, bitch. It's giving cunt.
Yeah, I understand.
It's giving fish down.
It's giving yeah. fish down. I feel like Keegan is like something... I don't know. Like, I love that this movie is, and I keep saying this, is like represents like a complete queer person in a
yeah.
way. And Keegan is like this complete queer person where like they never have to explain themselves. They just show instead of they tell. Like, both Luke and Keegan are people who it's immediately clear what their relationship is. It's immediately clear like how these people are the same and different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, but I think Keegan, that's really nice that you say that you can point to the movie and go, this is like closer to who I am.
Yeah.
Is that
100%. I think it's like the gift of it all that I could be like, and I think I'm so happy that I was able to like be myself in Keegan. You know. I know.
So when you got the script, obviously it's not, and this is going to be one of those things where it's like, people forget like, that like that had to be brought to it. You know what I mean?
That
it's
role,
not on
the role
page.
Was something else before you came there.
I really want to know what the role was supposed to be.
Well, you tell us because
you
got
us.
The audition side. So you get yeah. you see it on the page, and then what is Keegan giving on the page?
I literally saw it and I was like, bitch, I say this.
Yeah.
I literally was like, oh, yeah. I'm literally just gonna be me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the easiest thing to do instead of like having to like create a character. I was
yeah.
like, bitch, I'm just gonna be like mm-hmm. myself.
Right.
And I think that's why it was so easy to just like show up.
Yeah.
You know?
And not to tie it back, but that's New York. That's like she's herself.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would let Gemma know that
she is a fat cunt. And the shoes that she gave for me were not something that I would particularly wear for myself.
They were
old maiden type of shoes.
And she should have put them
back on the rack. If that
was
the case. She does not possess
the
vernacular
that she thinks she possesses.
Somebody lied to her several times
and told her that
she was fly and hot
and
beautiful
and sexy.
And she is nothing
like
that. She is nothing of the sort. And she is nothing
like
that.
She is nothing of the sort.
Oh, iconic.
It
how,
is truly
poetry.
It is you could
it's a monologue.
Write
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
If you did
you
write it,
write
you would
that.
Win many awards. You'd win many awards off the dot.
You're a dreamer. You dream a
you
lot.
You dream
you're
a
sleep.
Lot in your sleep.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
yes,
do.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Y'all, wait. New York
yes,
was like
you do.
I went into my high school. This was the ninth grade, and there were two different people were like, have you been, do you know New York? This girl on Flavor of Love, Tiffany, you guys have to, like, and this was all of us, like, in high school being like, who is New York? Who is New York?
It was like when Britney Spears got famous, and when we were
was,
in, like, third grade, it was like, yeah, one day there was New York.
It was like a Star is Born vibes. It
yeah.
was
tell me something,
giving.
Girl.
Tell me
something,
girl.
Tell me something, girl.
Is you happy in this modern world?
Damn, there's that silky basement.
It's, you know, it's been a long weekend. I'm a little hoarse, bitch.
One of the funniest things about life is that you're on that low harmony and sometimes I'm on the high harmony.
I know. That I feel like that tracks.
I think that tracks for sure.
What are you saying?
Yeah, stop
What are you
it.
Trying to say, boo?
You know the bottom bunk and the top bunk.
It's giving bottom nowadays.
It's giving bottom.
It's giving top over there.
I mean, it's always been giving top.
I think so. I'm trying to step into my versatility.
Right.
That's good.
It's hard though.
It is. No shade.
When I was your age, I was terrified of it. Like,
I know. Bottoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were not.
I've always been sort of like, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
But I think, can we get real? Now the thing that I'm hearing is that enemas are back.
And what do you mean?
For the longest time, I thought enemas were not okay because they tenderized you too much.
Wait,
well,
really?
I think abuse of an enema, doing it too much,
in moderation is good.
Mm. If you keep punching a beanbag, bitch, it's going to turn to... flat.
Well, I better order the fleet.
Bitch is gonna turn to flat.
It's gonna turn to flat.
You punch the beanbag.
I thought you were gonna start talking about the side preference.
This is a new phenomenon.
Have you heard about this fish?
Is it like a switch?
Well, it's not a switch. So it's not like BDSM or anything, or it's not like dom sub anything. It's side where it's like you just are basically don't want to do penetrative stuff.
Uh huh.
Which, like, to me, I'm always like five times out of ten, I'm like, we don't have to do all that.
Honestly, I think I'm into that too.
I think I might be I might be versed for the first time in my life in terms of being a bottom and a side.
Yeah.
My thing back when I
versed side.
Versed side.
In my early 20s, I would side my way all around the city.
Wait, what? What?
I said in my early 20s I would side my way all around the city.
Oh, sure.
But y'all were doing a bit with sounds and stuff. So
sorry.
Some things are more important.
No, no! We just got caught up in
it.
Wait, speaking of sounds, quickly. Okay, this is the Sometimes Trio. You two, Andrew and Joel are like, we didn't know they were gonna do choreo. That Matt and
Okay, can we say something? That's not really true.
Joel
maybe didn't know. Andrew kind of
knew
to choreograph.
But yes. I think you guys marked it in like that early like pass, and then I think you guys showed up to set with, and then maybe added on as you went. Is that
Joel
true?
Joel didn't know it was about to be as elaborate as it was.
Yeah, we were giving choreography down.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, and we had our harmonies together.
I mean, it was giving full production.
It really was.
That was really fun.
Pavilion, bitch.
That fake pavilion that they made. Everyone is gagged that was a set. That and the Ice Palace. And when you watch the movie for real, like when it goes from the Ice Palace inside to the Ice Palace outside,
it's seamless.
You cannot tell me that's not.
Bitch, we shot that on Fire Island.
Yep.
Isn't it crazy that was the last day that we wrapped on the exterior stuff at the Ice Palace?
Oh my God.
Like the order is so strange to me, and yet I don't pick up on it at all.
Yeah.
That's direction, bitch. That's Andrew.
Period. You can't tell a thing, bitch.
What was something Andrew Ahn said to you and directed you in a way that you feel you will never forget?
It was the scene where Joel comes back to the house where the after party is.
Uh-huh.
It's right after I pick you up off the floor, and we go, you gotta get it.
We've lost Luke.
We've lost Luke, and I remember him coming up to me and being like, just imagine that you've lost your sister, or like you've lost your best friend at the party. And I was like, work. Andrew does this really beautiful thing of like easily putting you into the pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was exactly what I needed to be like, this is now coming from a heightened Molly role.
Yeah.
And now I'm really seriously looking for my sister because the bitch might be falling out. I think that was the time where I was like, oh, thank you.
It really worked.
You were giving gravitas.
Because in that scene, there is an inflection in your voice where you're like, well, we have to get him home. Why is this even a conversation? Luke is a messy flop, and it might not surprise you, but I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to care for this person.
100%, bitch. Because you my sister, and you my fish.
Fish. Grab my hand, fish. Hold my hand. Promise that you'll be my fish. I swore to the heavens this fish about to swim. Hey, girl.
What's a note that Andrew gave you?
Andrew, there was... You know what I really appreciated about Andrew with me is that he always let me have fun.
Yeah.
Like, Andrew with me, he always let me get my improvs in. Like, he, I think, appreciated the fact that I was, looking at the script and, trying to... I think he likes my sense of humor, even though he doesn't always feel super comfortable going back at it with me in terms of bits. I think I can, overpower him sometimes in a way that's, I feel is funny.
What? How is the acting?
Yeah, how was the acting? And he always
was the acting good?
How was the acting?
I think he got a sense from me anyway that I operate best from a place of joy and not stress. And like he was always really, really complimentary and sweet. And actually, in the first few weeks, I think I was telling you, I was like, he's not giving me a lot of notes.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, I was like, I don't know why I'm not getting more notes, but I think that he was just letting me play in a way where with Luke, it's like it was fun to color him in because. You know, because in the script, we are just kind of like together the whole time that it can sort of blend in.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like that when we did get together and started to find our own characters, like he was really cool about letting us fill all that in with our personalities because it's giving. I think the reason that Luke and Keegan are such good friends is because you just meet someone that energetically is on the same level.
Yeah.
They're ready to give chaos or relaxation or whatever at the same time. It feels like they energetically are always like on the same level, whereas like they are different people.
Yeah.
So I just think like the space he gave me, and then during my tough scenes, like he was very soft-spoken and never like he did let me get extra takes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I told him, I was like, can we please just not move on until I know that, until I know that was my last take. Like, don't be like, we got it and move on. Like, I kind of can't stand that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What about for you? Because you had the heavy lifting.
Well, for me, it was on the ferry when I'm like emotional.
Yeah.
When I leave the island, like, he like sent me songs like in the week leading up to it. He was like, you should
listen
to this.
We love a playlist.
But he's so good at like sending you something. I don't know.
What were some songs that he sent you?
He sent me, that artist that he mentioned last week.
Dia Frampton.
Oh my God, it was such a good song. And then what he said to me, are you ready for this?
Wait.
He said to me, I did a couple takes where I was just kind of like mopey and I was like truly like sobbing. And like I think he wanted like me to dial it back a little bit. And so he was like, I want you to look behind you, look back at the island, and mourn the person that like went there. And now you're a completely different person. And the person who went before you, like the person who went to the island the other way, like earlier in the week, is gone, is dead.
That hope that person had that maybe this time was going to be different.
Yes. Like that person is out, is gone from you. You cannot identify with that person anymore. You don't know who you are after this. And I was like, okay. And that truly.
That'll do it.
That is
did
so
it for
good,
me.
Bitch.
I know. I was like, damn it. Andrew is so fucking good at that. And it was only like two takes. And I think he knew like that you can only do so many if you're like the person's crying.
Yeah.
Crying.
If you crying, bitch. Cryne, if you crying.
You know what's funny though? Like what? Something I've been realizing about like that type of stuff is like, because I did way bigger emotional takes on that shit too, and like. Sometimes it's like it's like too much when an actor
less
is too
more,
emotional.
Less is more.
Jennifer Lewis on set of I Love That For You, she gave me advice one time. We were about to block a scene and she was like, now me as Jennifer, I feel like I'm going to get emotional during this, but I want you to know if I start crying, we have to start over because my character would not cry.
Oh.
And then she turned to me and she said, in scenes like this, you don't cry, they cry.
Period.
She was like, it's more powerful and more affecting for the audience to know you are struggling with containing an emotion than showing an emotion. And I was like, you know, not only is that really smart, but also it's easier for your energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you could be giving so much and then like you find out that you know something was fucked up with the camera or you got to keep going. It's like so much more, you have to manage so much more than you think.
That's so smart.
Yeah,
it's very theater.
Very theater. Well, speaking of like when we saw you in Hadestown, like that looked incredibly physically demanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like and doing swing, like so you come from being a swing, like what is that vibe?
No, that was the first time I've ever swung in Hadestown.
Oh, really?
First time ever. And honestly, the fact that we're still in COVID land, bitch, it was crazy. Like, I wasn't supposed to be a cover for A Fate. That literally got, like, handed to me the day before I went home.
Which is giving pussy cunt.
I mean, I gave pussy cunt down.
Yeah, it looked like you gave pussy cunt down.
And it was just, it was a whirlwind, and I'm really happy I did it because I know that I can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
hard.
I will never do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to prove it to anyone or yourself or
exactly
whatever.
And the rate is a little bit higher now.
Deserve it, bitch.
Okay.
The glow up that everyone, the glow up that everyone in the cast is gonna get. I mean, already several people have already booked it.
Yeah, not me.
Girl,
what are you telling
me? Fuck out of here.
I'm not gonna book ever again.
Ever again.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever.
We're gonna make sure of it.
Ever. wait. We need to talk about Wendy.
Oh, go on.
Tomas and I kind of, we talked about this yesterday, didn't we? On the
She's
island.
An icon.
Yes. She's a legend. Legend.
I did not know that was going to be the ringtone at the top of the movie.
Wait, that's you, Bo.
That's me. But people think it's you, Matt.
People think it's me saying she's an icon?
Because they couldn't, because they're like, we might not be able to use actual Wendy's voice.
Wait, so that's your voice?
That's my voice.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was Wendy Down.
Yeah, Gagarella, go back and listen. That's some Bowen Yang VA.
And that is an actress.
And you know what?
And it kind of makes sense with the story. Like, Noah would get, like, Howie to record, like, his ringtone.
But
as
there was
Wendy.
A second Bowen where it's funny that you say people think it's me, because when I first heard
you
it.
You thought it was Tomas?
I thought, did I do that? Because it sounded like my voice a little bit.
Oh.
And then I was like, I don't think I gave them that ADR. Because it also comes out of the fanfare that the three of us did for the Searchlight thing, where I was like, did we continue to talk and they're using it?
Like, they caught you doing, she's an icon, she's a legend, wild.
But that makes sense that it's you, because
wild bitch,
because we often speak in that inflection,
right?
And so it makes sense. But I thought that was Wendy Williams.
Yeah. But Tomas and I were talking about yesterday on the island. We were like, we hope she's okay.
Oh, honestly,
we always have looked out, like, wanted the best for her.
I'm also like just so sad that she's not on the air anymore.
I know.
It's like, what kind of? I need the content, Wendy.
I
need your sound bites, girl.
I don't think it's the end.
I don't know. It might be giving end.
Why? What makes you say? It doesn't seem like she's
you know
doing
something.
Well.
Well, I mean, I know that she's in a conservatorship right now.
Oh.
And her all of her money is, like, frozen.
Mm. Right, I did know that.
And I do think she's, like, you know, it's giving...
Not the best
unstable
days.
Unstable down.
Right. Damn, right, damn.
Right. Oh, gosh.
I know. If you're listening, pray for Wendy Williams.
Pray for Wendy.
Well,
honestly.
She's our nominations leader at the Los Culturistas Culture Awards, unfortunately.
She's an icon.
She's an icon.
She's a legend.
And she is the moment.
Now come on now.
Is the moment, has been the moment, will be the moment.
Period.
Period. Period, period.
That's what she said.
Period,
and you know what?
Period.
Dot.
What was that?
Okay.
James. So I did that the other day at the premiere, and I went, what was that? And Peppermint was there, and she goes, what? And I was like, oh, I'm doing a bit. She goes, what's the bit? I was like, it goes... What was that? And then she was like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. But I was like, oh, Pep.
Peppermint? Wait. Peppermint has some of the funniest lines in the film, too.
Oh, yes.
Which DJ Stiggy!
No, that and then... So we brought sandwiches to the room.
So we brought sandwiches to the room. I love that.
It's
I love little snaps of dialogue from somewhere else that don't make sense but are so funny on their own.
So good, bitch.
But I think that tells a story. We brought sandwiches to the room.
Yeah.
Like,
we brought sandwiches to the room.
And it leaves it open for interpretation.
Yes.
The art. It's giving art.
It's giving art.
Art.
It's giving art.
It's giving art.
One of the best laughs.
Oh, 100%.
One of the best laughs.
Bitch, y'all get me going, though, bitch.
Joy personified.
Y'all egg me on. Down.
Down. Joy personified.
Joy personified, bitch.
That's Tomas.
For sure.
Damn, is that my drag name?
Yeah.
Joy personified actually is an incredible drag name,
really,
is it not?
Good.
Joy personified, bitch.
From the house of personified.
From the house.
From the house of personification.
The house mother of personification, bitch.
Do you watch Drag Race, or are you not about that?
Hell yeah, I watch Drag Race.
So what are your feelings on this winter season?
Well, I'm obsessed. I think it's like the smartest idea.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, my top, no shade, Raja. I'm so
sad. Oh my God.
Have a legendary legend store.
Well, I think she's getting pissed off
she's
about
getting
it.
Pissed.
Because... It was so funny, bitch, that last episode.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you don't want me to leave?
Because I'll stay up here.
Yeah.
I was like, good.
I think she was reading them a little bit, because she's like, wait, so for the third week in a row, you're actually going to send me to the side because you just praised me down.
Yeah, I think they kept that in for a reason. They could have cut that out, but they kept that in because I think that might develop into an actual storyline on the show.
Whoop.
Giving editing.
So, Raja.
The editor.
Yeah, for the editors. So, So Raja's feeling like you're number one.
I think Raja, yes. And I think the way that Monet is playing the game is really good. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think the way that Shay is playing the game is okay. Uh-huh. I mean, I think Jinx is like the top contender.
Yeah.
But if I were on that motherfucking episode, yeah, I would be blocking Jinx
every time
with that
every
platinum time plunger, which is obviously gold.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every
yeah
time.
Every yeah time. I mean, she, I think she's winning people's hearts.
Yeah.
Maybe the most. Is it? I
would
so
say
funny.
I mean, also this improv challenge was. It was. I mean, it was. Whenever Drag Race does improv challenge, I'm always like, okay, here we
yeah
go.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah,
it was funny. I mean, Jinx was giving character.
Yeah. No, when that ear fell, like,
oh my god.
One.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Go
so
on.
Do you think that the editing of the show, because it's an all winter season, is like particularly making it so that there's no
negative critique?
Yeah.
Here's why I don't think they're going to negatively critique anybody, like, hard. I mean, they yeah might, but I think it's, like, a way to be, like, if you say, like, Evie, that look was not Vanna White at all, that sucked.
Yeah.
Then it's going to make it seem like season 11 was a bad season, which,
like, which is bad marketing.
Which is bad, like, it's going to, like, really, like, cast this weird shadow on certain seasons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was a bad season because this winter is not good.
I also would imagine that you're only getting them to even sign up if, like, a if few yeah things are being met, which is pay me money as mm-hmm as like a full-on appearance thing. Don't eliminate me because that's humiliating. And also make sure that I look good.
Yeah,
like I'm yeah a winner of the show. Like that has to come with some degree of respect and like some dignity there.
Like yeah you can't tarnish names.
Exactly.
No, you can't be showing me the door after
exactly
50 minutes of airtime, especially when you were a winner and we now know how much money they all spend and how in the red they go to prepare for a season. You know, it's what's crazy is knowing someone like Coco Montrese like paid all-star money for her looks and only got one episode.
I know.
You know, that is disrespectful to totally the girls that like are building your legacy.
I honestly think this is how they should do all-star seasons going forward, even mm if they're not winners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just keep them
I really
around.
Like it. It's a good format.
It's a great format.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Bowen Yang, one of my favorite possessions that I own, I'm not kidding, is my Helix mattress. I have the Helix Midnight. I've had it now for like a little bit over 4 years, and I think about my bed all the time when I'm not in it. It's very hard to get up out of in the morning because the Helix Midnight mattress is perfect for me.
Matt Rogers, I have to agree with my sister. I love my Helix Midnight mattress as well. And sometimes I have what the kids are saying, Helix mattress rot days. Not just bed rot.
Oh my
it's gosh. Helix mattress rot.
See me up in the bed like 50 Lem girls.
Yes. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know? How will you know? which Helix mattress works best for you and your body. We'll take the Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. I took the Helix sleep quiz and I was matched with a Midnight mattress all those years ago because I wanted something that felt medium feel and because I sleep on my side and back.
Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And it's your lucky day. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/LasCulturistas and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
You know, Matt, every day I am looking for new ways to reach my money goals.
I know you are, Bowen, and I also know that that leaves room for little rewards and treats along the way.
Like, for instance, every day that I save, I leave room at the end of the week for a special delivery order.
With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Sometimes you have an emergency and overdrafts happen. With Chime, you and your friends can spot each other by using boosts to increase your overdraft limits.
Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress.
Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals.
No monthly fees or maintenance fees.
And over 60,000 fee-free ATMs.
To date, Chime has spotted members over 20 billion.
Take control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees.
Open your account in minutes at chime.com/culturistas. That's chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
I feel that we are also coming upon the time of I Don't Think So, Honey.
I think this is the time.
So this is the segment of our podcast, Tomas.
Uh-huh.
Where we get extra fishy and fresh because we, for 1 minute, rant against something in pop culture that we absolutely have zero time for and are absolutely done with and needs to be raked over the damn proverbial coals.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, you got something?
Yeah.
This is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey's time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the Nicole Kidman part of the hours.
Oh,
because
my
let me
God.
Tell you something. A nose does not a performance make. And
wow.
She delivered in that last scene at the Trey station. If it's between Richmond and death, I choose death. Definitely that was a monologue, the house down. But was this an Oscar win? I Don't Think So, Honey. I also don't think she's the lead actress of this movie.
Ooh.
Yes, this is me spending my energy in the year of our Lord 2022 to talk about something that happened 20 years ago. But that's what happened when I did ketamine last night and watched The Hours with friends. Is that it's top of mind today. So basically, I Don't Think So, Honey, that we're going to sit there and have Meryl Streep having an expert panic attack in her plotline and then say, I'm interested in Nicole. I Don't Think So, Honey. I'm interested in Meryl at all times, always. Watching Ed Harris jump out of a damn window. So, spoiler alert. Well, guess what? That was an incredible... When Meryl screamed, oh, God! And she watched Ed Harris plummet.
Seconds.
That was how you act, mama. And I feel like Nicole Kidman was giving nose. She was giving hat. She was giving British, but it was not giving Oscar. Also, I think she's in the movie for a hot 15 to 16 minutes. She definitely kissed her biological sister hard on the mouth. Oscar win? I Don't Think So, Honey.
And that's 1 minute. Wow. Amazing.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan O'Connell, who doesn't like talking about Nicole Kidman or the Oscar wins.
Well, there you go.
I really responded to that. I Don't Think So, to that guest from last week or a couple weeks ago. But yeah, when you were watching this movie last night, did you think that it gave?
I think that it gave. I think Meryl is giving you the most, like, Meryl does so much per scene. Like, she goes through, like, a panic attack and then with Jeff Daniels, and then she has to, like, bring it back. Or then, like, her daughter comes in and she has to, like, confess all these truths to her. Like, Meryl is doing the most juggling. Mm-hmm. Nicole gets to just sit there and, like, stare into the distance.
It's a lot of staring.
It's a lot of staring. And then Julianne has to, like, also stare, but then has to, like, scream at her child.
Yeah, I just feel like it was giving... They wanted to give Nicole the Oscar, period.
Yeah,
period. But, you know, that happens sometimes. Anyway, I'm really happy that this was so top of mind for me now, 20 years later, when it really matters. Oh, by the way, I saw Top Gun Maverick, just to talk about some pop culture for a second. This movie was fine. The thing I like about Top Gun was that it was so gay.
Yeah.
Like, all those men were oiled up playing beach volleyball. You ever seen the original Top Gun?
No,
like,
bitch.
It's like Tom Cruise and, like, old OG Val
Kilmer. Oh, my God,
yeah. Like, all oiled up on playing beach volleyball, and it's so gay and hot. not, and they're like walking around the locker room being all oiled up and like being mad at each other because they want to be the best pilot. This movie, there wasn't even any gay shit. It was like they cast all these hot guys like Jay Ellis, like Glenn Powell, like Miles Teller, and I can't even see them like. I can't even see like a towel come a little bit over the like bone right here, the V. You know what I mean? I can't even see any man. Like, you're giving me what? Tom Cruise at his big age talking to Jennifer Connelly, like as she pops off a sailboat and her hair looks perfect after she got off a sailboat. Let me tell you something about getting off a sailboat. Your hair doesn't look perfect.
Oh.
I don't think so, honey. But the best part about Top Gun Maverick was the song Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga, which Bowen Yang calls a C+ song.
I didn't say that.
And he's a fake
C+?
Fan.
C+?
I did not say
a 77?
That. A 77?
It's so, funny to see you lie. These little lies that we tell.
Drag her.
I'm a little monster down. I would never.
You think she's going to play Hold My Hand at Chromatica Bowl when we go?
Yes, she will.
Are you going to Chromatica Bowl, Fish?
I want to. It's in August.
I invited you.
I want to come.
I invited Tomas to come to Chromatica
Bowl. I'll come with y'all.
Please.
Is there a ticket for them?
Yes.
Work.
Hold my hand. Promise you will be my fish. I heard from the fishes. Blue. All right, girl.
Okay.
So now it's going to be that moment in the podcast episode, Bowen Yang, where you do your I Don't Think So, Honey. Are you ready, bitch?
Yeah.
This doesn't bode well.
No, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Alrighty.
This is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, on Fire Island when you don't shut the damn door behind you when you go into a space. Are you trying to let all the damn bugs in?
Bloop.
You're about to make your. This is basically a greenhouse, and you're gonna have a little butterfly pavilion underneath my living room.
The wrong kind of pavilion.
The wrong kind of pavilion, darling. Not the pavilion where you go for show tune Sundays, or you do the glam racks. What was that?
I think it's called the glam racks.
Glam racks.
30
glam
seconds.
I'm getting something. I'm butchering the name. You guys do not know what I'm talking about.
No, glam racks.
The
you're
glam
right.
racks. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And I think that there's the door etiquette is not okay on Fire Island.
Lacking.
Speak about it.
Slacking.
15 seconds.
When you're fucking, you better shut the door.
Mm.
When you're visiting someone, shut the door. When you're visiting someone's house and you're barging in on them watching the hours.
5 seconds.
You better shut the door behind you. Those people who came yesterday did not shut the door.
They didn't shut the door.
And about an army of mosquitoes came in.
And that's 1 minute. Listen, it's true. Just because it's a relaxed atmosphere does not mean you leave the doors willy-nilly open.
Come on.
Shut the door.
Shut the damn door. I mean, Bo, that was an incredible I Don't Think So, Honey.
Yeah,
and I'm so happy that you took it to task. You really did that one. But wait, before we go, we have to just say to everyone, our favorite tweet that's been tweeted was a picture of Conrad Rickamora in the film and just
shirtless,
this caption.
Shirtless.
Shirtless in the film and just this caption.
How to get away with my hole. Get out.
How to get away with my hole.
Yeah.
Honestly?
No.
So listen,
okay.
Ms. Fish.
Yeah.
Do you have an I Don't Think So, Honey topic?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I think you're gonna be
one of the best of all time.
Well, let's see.
This is Tomas Matos's I Don't Think So, Honey. Their time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Period, bitch. You think you are, period? Why does ain't nobody say I don't think so, honey, exclamation point, honey. I don't think so, honey. I'ma start saying, wait.
Question mark, bitch.
I'm done with period, bitch. And I don't think so, honey, wherever I don't think so. I don't think, honey, bitch. And that is on period, bitch. You know what I think? Who decided to make period, bitch? Why doesn't anybody say semicolon, bitch?
Ooh.
I'ma start saying, I don't think so, honey, semicolon. I don't think so, honey, apostrophe S,
yes.
Bitch.
Yes.
And why is there a T at the end of period? Period.
Period.
It's a D. It's not even a D, bitch. Period. It's a UH, bitch. Period.
Period.
I don't think so, honey, period. You know what else I don't think? I don't, bitch. And that is on period. And I can
say that
because I'm cunt, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
Is on period.
Period.
Wow. Honestly, that was art. That was taking
that was
art form
pop.
And twisting it, turning it, tussling with it, turning it into something new, brand new. Licked it, snorted it, fucked it, brought it
shit
home.
It. Vomited
shit
it out.
Vomited it out.
That was art pop.
It really was.
That was art pop.
Art pop.
Thank you.
And this was slut pop.
I don't think so, honey, period. This is slut pop.
I thought you were saying, I don't think so, honey, period. Like, you don't think so, honey.
Damn. I don't, period.
But they were saying, I don't think so, honey, period.
Period.
Also, the punctuation.
Period.
The period.
I dragged everything, bitch. The you whole sentence. Really did.
Universal ass.
Wrap it up.
Tomas is like, get me out of this box.
It's so
giving hot box.
It's giving the hottest box in the world. And so this has been an episode which is a glimpse into the fishdom that is the friendship between the three of us. And we're so thrilled.
And we're so thrilled. And it's a friendship that will stand the test of time.
Hell, and we're getting tactile right now.
Can we commit to this?
Let's commit.
Because I missed y'all too much between rap and the premiere.
Honestly, yeah.
So
and I got a little sad earlier last week. I was like, this cannot be the last time we all see each other.
No, there's too much joy.
There's too much joy.
Absolutely not. And I also
and I mean this for the entire cast.
100%. And I've been asked about a sequel numerous times already.
Oh. Bitch, I'm so down. Fire Island.
I'm down.
Cunt.
Okay, put the press release out now. Fire Island 2, cunt.
Okay.
Is coming.
Someone said Fire Island 2. Palm Springs.
Not Palm Very Springs.
Fine. I thought it was funny that it's called Fire Island 2. Palm Springs. Fire Island 2, Provincetown. Fire Island 2, Mykonos. Fire Island 2, Puerto Vallarta.
I think we got a little...
Sink the boat.
Mykonos. Sink the boat?
Sink the boat.
Oh my God, that could be funny. That could be funny.
That'd be kind.
This has been one of the fishiest episodes yet.
We brought the fish.
Thank you, Quina, for joining us.
Oh my God, absolutely.
We end every episode, and you can stream the film Fire Island. We end every episode with the song. I'm so tired, I cannot say words. Do you know how many times I've gone over my words?
I know, me too.
Sitter, situation.
I wanna believe in everything that you say, because it sounds so good, but if you really want me.
Wait, can we just do the part that we know?
Ooh. Sometimes I run.
Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight. Treat you right. Be with you day and night.
Baby, all I need is all.
We found it.
Found it. Bye.
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 There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.